how to land and expand in your account. Leveraging the value of WYMN, who you met new. Authored by Brian Panosian, Principal Consultant of the Sales Coaching Institute. The days of selling direct to only a purchasing agent are over. The most successful sales professionals continually expand their relationships at all levels, locations, and in all lines of business. Relationship expansion is one of the most undermeasured data points by sales leaders, but provides tremendous insights and returns. If you land and don't expand and continue calling on the same 3 to 5 people for days, weeks, months, and yes, years, you will be lapped by your competitors. There is nothing worse than telling your boss you are going to get a large deal and find out you lost because you weren't talking to the right decision makers. You've been blindsided and have put your career and company at risk. Why do you want to get outside of IT or purchasing? The lines of business are where the big decisions are made. IT and purchasing are important, but they are not revenue-producing departments. They are operational expenses and are measured by how much money they spend and save the company. Their customers are in the lines of business, which is where all strategic plans and vision are developed for the company. As a sales professional, the more relationships you have within the lines of business, the more relevant you become. These relationships create a great opportunity to align the strategic direction being set by your customer. In most cases, after you have built the trust and rapport with these key decision makers, you have an excellent chance to have your solution recommended for purchase regardless of the price. Additionally, you do not get put in a box by controlling purchasing agents who want to channel everything through their department. What are the elements of building a land and expand strategy, and how can you incorporate them into your sales strategy? A land and expand strategy is like being a collector of items, such as baseball cards, coins, art, or anything of value. The rarer your items, the higher the value of your collection. In a land and expand strategy, the more relationships you have, the better positioned you are to be viewed as a trusted advisor and create critical separation from your competitors. Rare relationships are not exclusive to executives. On the contrary, key relationships can range from the CEO to the shoeshine attendant. As a real-life example in my career, I would routinely get my shoes shined in the building of my large Fortune 200 customer. The attendant, Eric, had 2 chairs for his customers. He was excellent at his craft and made the experience as therapeutic as it was informative. Like any relationship over time, we created rapport over sports, current events, and topics about our mutual customers. One day I walked in for a shine, and there was another gentleman seated in the chair. Eric insisted I sit next to him, and he introduced us. After Eric finished with him and he left, Eric asked me if I knew him. "I do not," was my reply. Eric informed me that he was the new executive responsible for all the field operations, and we both were from Michigan. He also said that this executive gets his shoes shined every Wednesday at 10 a.m. So, of course, I made sure I was in the chair next to him at 9:55 a.m. the following Wednesday. A very important new relationship between us was built over time, which resulted in me gaining his sponsorship to meet with his key leadership across 3 states. This land and expand example provided me a first mover advantage to expand my relationships and build more rapport with key decision makers. Eventually, my team won an unsolicited piece of business for over $4.7 million while displacing our competitor. Blindsided. It pays to get your shoes shined. What follows will present as something very simple to understand, but it is very challenging for many salespeople to adopt and execute. To start a land and expand strategy, you must create a relationship map that identifies your allies or insiders in the account. These are people who are willing to help you and want to help you win in their business. These important allies will take a meeting with you, go to lunch, and give you their perspective on where the business is going. This honest assessment is your starting point of how much you really have penetrated your account. Ask yourself these questions. 1. How long have I been on this account? 2. How many people do I know versus the total number of employees? 3. When was the last time I made a new contact in the lines of business? 4. Who are the top 3 people I call on routinely? 5. Are they in purchasing, IT, or some other non-line of business person? With this information, begin to build your relationship heat map and leave room for a status comment. You and everyone on your team should update the map every week. See attached for an example. Now we get to WIMN. This is an acronym I created while working at Cisco Systems as client executive and implemented as a regional manager. This was by far one of the best measurement tools I used because the more people I met, the more my pipeline grew. High-value relationships are the cornerstone to any mega-successful sales professional. Remove the relationship from any sales cycle, and you might not get the business even if your product was free. So, what is WYMN? Who you met new? If you really want to challenge yourself and your team, schedule a simple meeting at the end of every week and just ask that question. Over time, you will see a great correlation between those that get out of their comfort zone and meet anyone new in their account, and the strength of their pipeline versus those that don't. Additionally, if you have a sales executive who, week after week, is not meeting new people, you may need to rethink if this is the right person to carry out the company's vision and mission. What I am sharing really works. I took over a Fortune 500 account in Atlanta, and there were 2 people in the account that I knew. One was the SVP CIO. Additionally, she was a close friend of mine, but I will never forget her words to me. "Brian, I like you, but we can't stand Cisco. You will have a tough time making any headway in this account. This is not what you want to hear in an account that spends millions with my competitors." With this as a starting point, our strategy was how to define success in an account that does not like anything about our company. The first thing we had to do was win the respect and trust of those in the company who did not want to do business with us. There were plenty of those folks. Secondly, we made a commitment to meet at least 3 new people in the company each week, and it did not matter who they were or what they did. Our strategy was that if we achieved these 2 metrics and reshaped the perception of Cisco, then we felt we will earn the right to have direct business conversations with them. Below are the 3 questions I developed, which we used to start each meeting. 1. When was the last time anyone from Cisco called on you? 2. Do you know what we do? 3. Are there others who feel the same way that I should call on? Every week, we defined success by writing down. 1. Who did we meet this week? 2. What did we learn? 3. Did we get directed to any other person in the account? It could have been very discouraging to a sales executive to hear these very real comments. Cisco salespeople are arrogant. "We just got rid of our last piece of Cisco equipment and signed a long-term deal with your competitor." "You seem like a nice guy, but you will be gone in 6 months, just like previous 5 account executives." "Your products are so expensive, there is no way we can afford them, even if they are the best in the industry." "We have long memories at this company, and it will be hard to forget what has happened before you." Ouch, ouch, ouch. Situations like this are when the land and expand model works well. Our success was not based on a purchase order. It was based on meeting new people, asking, listening, and learning. Once it was clear to the customer that our primary objective was to repair a broken relationship, we began to expand our relationship count rapidly. Our count over 2 years went from 2 contacts to over 175, and then after 4 years, we crossed over 400 relationships. This account had over 24,000 employees across 5 states, so it is a small percentage of the entire employee count. But it is a 19,900% increase over the original 2 we started with, and resulted in a pipeline increase from 0 to over $95 million against a quota of $5 million. Eventually, our CEO, John Chambers, came to Atlanta. He met with over 14 executives, senior leaders, with most coming from the lines of business, to further enhance our relationship. I explained our WYMN model to John and how this was the foundation of everything we do as a team. He said, "This is elegantly simple, but effective, and will become a best practice for Cisco." The land and expand model has nothing to do with pricing, product comparisons, or RFPs. It is all about establishing a beachhead and moving out from there to grow your awareness, relevance, and trust with your customer. Everyone from the shoeshine guy to the CEO are important to your relationship map. Meeting everyone from maintenance staff to truck operators to executive assistants are all important and help link you to more knowledge. Selling with knowledge is much easier than selling without knowledge. As a footnote to my real-life example above, this account was the only Fortune 500 account that literally had no Cisco equipment in their network. This is almost unbelievable, but was true, as the last piece of equipment was removed in 2005. In 2007, we closed a large deal for over $52 million, and, to date in 2021, this account has done over $400 million, with an average annual run rate of $21 million. The most interesting fact is that 60% of this business comes from the lines of business and not IT.